I'd like to get started. We are running late here with this meeting. This is the meeting of the Executive Committee meeting. Present for the meeting is Council President Karen Harley-Nagel, Councilman Tackett, Councilman Powers, Councilman Smalley, Councilman Weiner, Councilwoman Diller. Nikai Trailer is taking the minutes for this meeting, and I'm Penrose Hollins. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the August 28th
motion
meeting?
Motion to approve.
All in favor?
Aye.
The minutes, also let me recognize Councilman Woods. The minutes of the August 28th meeting has been adopted. Councilwoman Diller and Kilpatrick has suggested that we have a discussion regarding the legislative agenda for 2019. So I'm going to lead the discussion leadership over to Councilwoman Diller and Councilwoman Kilpatrick, who's present. We're going to be discussing the idea that you all brought forward regarding legislative agenda for 2019. I think some council members assume that this is going to be legislation that we're going to be taking to Dover.
Yes.
And that may or may not be the case, but I'll let you guys decide what it is that you're planning to do here. And let me recognize Councilman Shelton is also here as well.
Well, I think that one of the things that we had talked about earlier in the spring is that, you know, because we had been, I think, pretty successful at the legislation we brought forward last year, that, you know, we want to get ahead of the curve this year. And so even if we're just outlining some ideas of what needs to be done, I mean, I was thinking, you know, we certainly would want to take a look at annexation legislation. You know, we had talked about that. Mm-hmm. I had mentioned to George that, you know, Community Services is having legal do a review of all of their committees and whether or not we need state legislation to change some of those. So there may be a package of changes coming from Community Services. And I didn't envision that we would have an entire list, but I think if people have thoughts about this, those are just a couple. Bob, I don't know if we're talking about anything more with Board of Assessment from the state. Are we good at the moment?
I would defer to council to council. I can't recall at
Mike,
this juncture.
Do we need anything else?
With Board of Assessment Review, Mike Migliore, council to council, with Board of Assessment Review, we have, I do not believe it'll, we do have some changes in the midst, that will be coming, but I do not recollect that they will require
state
amendment
action
at the state level first.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Councilman Street is joining us. Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. At one point, we talked about the assessment appeal. Is that something that has to go through the state to give us the ability to appeal assessment?
That was what was in the back of my mind. I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. That was what was in the back of my mind. I couldn't recall it at the time.
I'm not certain what the question really is. Assessment appeal, do we need to go to the state, you're saying?
Yes, because as a county, do not have the ability to appeal an assessment decision.
Oh, I see.
They do, but we don't.
They do, but we don't.
We want it,
If I may elaborate. Because the Board of Assessment Review is an independent body separate from Newcastle County, with its own separate legal counsel, the Newcastle County can be an aggrieved party just as an appellant can, and therefore the taxpayers are being shorted by not having the same due process rights to be an aggrieved party to appeal if Newcastle County Law Department finds that the decision should be visited by an appeal court.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Councilwoman, Council President Harley-Nagel.
I wanted to find out, you had, Ms. Diller, you had mentioned something about special services?
No, community services.
Community services, that there was changes, and what is that?
Well, they have a large number of boards and commissions associated with community services. Some of those are in state code. So during the spring, we had talked to Mr. Henry and said, we would like you to do a review, because Marcus has said for a number of years, we really could reduce the boards and commissions here. Where that was, and I wish I would have asked him this when I saw him this afternoon, is that a new person in the law office who started in June was given the package of community services committees to take a look at where they are in state code and whether we need changes. So if they are recommending reduction of committees or some kind of merger of them, that might take some state code tweaking, and that's part of whatever package we would want to bring forward.
And that would come from all of council?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it would be like, it would come through the boards and commissions and then to council to either yay or nay, and then we'd move it on to...
Go ahead.
Let me just follow up. With the other issue was, I know that, Ms. Kilpatrick, you and I had spoken about the annexation. Mm-hmm. Now, so that wouldn't be necessarily coming from all of council, or would we take a vote?
We take a vote.
You know, I would not necessarily support that. So I don't want it represented that it's all of council when I would not take a position, because I just don't think it will get done. I don't know what we could do possibly to induce anyone in the General Assembly to support that.
That's fine. Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. What we normally do, what we've done this past year, is that the General Assembly has asked for a resolution.
Yes.
So if we have a piece of legislation, and basically when we hired Mr. Migliori, we knew that he knew how to write state legislation, so what we have been looking at is writing it out of this office and sending it down to them with a resolution mm-hmm. that is from the majority of council. If we do not have a majority of council, it's not something that we would ever take down, because they're looking for our affirmation that this is right. something that we all want. So every piece that we would choose to send down, we would have to send a resolution with them. And the last ones we even listed who voted yes, who voted no, correct?
Yeah.
That's what we did last time. Yeah.
It does not have to be a unanimous vote of council,
right.
but if it passes council, that shows the will of council. Correct. So mm-hmm. the discussion today, I would hope, would be not how we may feel about a certain
right.
proposal, but do we think it's worthy of sending down? In community services, there are a number of different committees that we have established, the rental and so forth. Some of those are not even being used. Some of them actually went defunct, like the housing committee is one I'm going to try to get back up and running so we can dispense of those funds. Some of those we made without General Assembly's authorization. We just did them because it fit our needs. And some of them are, in fact, we may need to get some General Assembly approval. So I think that's what we want to try to address. And of course, the general managers will be sending things to us that they see as a challenge, and then council can determine if we want to ask the General Assembly to fix it, and they'll take a look at it. Even when we send something to the General Assembly, as you know, I'm sure, and we agree, it doesn't mean that they're going to pass it. I mean, that's just one step in the process. The likelihood of them passing is, I don't know, probably 40% if we're doing it on a good year. So we had a good year, but that doesn't mean it's going to be the same next year. Councilman Smalley.
Yeah, just a little historical to bring us up. Quite a few years ago, I had a piece of legislation in Dover, and I went out of town. While I was out of town, it came up, and there was some varied pieces of information being bandied about in Dover. I got the phone call. I told the sponsor to pull it, because I wasn't in town to come down, and I did not want it being used to disrupt the legislative session. Because of that, the General Assembly adopted the position that if county council, not executive branch is totally separate, they, mm-hmm. They can do without us, but they did request our support previously. But they can do without us. But if county council wanted to make a change to state law, we needed to do a resolution, run the vote, and send it down. The sponsor of that resolution can choose whether to forward it to Dover with a majority vote or less than a majority vote. Understand, there are things that affect New Castle County as well as Canton Sussex that the state legislature will do on their own, such as nonprofit exemptions, swimming pool exemptions. Anyway, they have the authority. They don't need us to do that. But that has been the process. That's the reason that that was adopted, and that's the reason that we do that now, is because that's what they asked for. Although some of them that are there and were there when they adopted it don't remember voting to adopt that procedure.
And now it's a whole
Council President.
Yeah, and you were misinterpreting what I was saying, and it was actually...
No, I'll just give it the history of how we got there.
Actually, I'm in agreement with you, Mr. Smiley. That's what I was getting at, is that it's not about the specific legislation. It's, I had also been told that they would like a resolution coming down in who supports it and how many. And I just want to make sure when we're saying that, we're not saying the majority of council, but we're saying who.
Look,
so that, you know,
year.
The press isn't, we're not all lumped together as a group, because some of us may or may not support certain pieces, depending on what it is.
Okay, so let's be clear. You can look at every piece of legislation that we did. If it was all of council, it would say all of council. If not, it would say a majority, not whatever. But as I said in emails to certain state representatives who had a hard time understanding what was going on, the votes are available on the website. So it's always there. But yes, when I sent one down that did not have the full support of council, I sent a copy of the vote off of the website down with it. So no, I agree. I don't. If it's not all the council, then you send the names down, because I had one state representative who wanted to take an issue that he had not been contacted, so he didn't know how a council member in his district voted. So I sent him the website. Here's how you can find out, or you could pick up the phone and call. But so that's that.
I would say that in general, how we conduct legislative pieces is either you have a majority or you don't. So when we say a majority of council, that should be sufficient. Anyone else who needs more information about how I voted a particular member of council, then call me or that person. But I don't think we should be burdened to have to say, if we say a majority of council, that's a majority of council. But if we want to, I mean, anybody can get additional information, but whoever's sending it down, if they want to do that, but I don't think that should be a requirement to say XYZ
no,
council persons voted for
and
X, ABC
did
not. Right, as a courtesy, you can do that. And anyone can do that. But I don't want to, you know, burden the process with that unnecessary information on people who are trying to send it down. Councilman Smiley.
The only other thing I want to go to, and as you said, we're not discussing debating legislation now because there's no legislation before us. I've been going to Delaware Association of Counties ever since I got on council, interacted with the levy court members, the Sussex County Council members. I've even gone down and sat in on their meetings and observed. And I am not one to play follow the leader or to do something just because someone else has done it. But I've had ample discussion with them. So it's my intent to bring forward a resolution for this council to vote on to request the Delaware State Legislature amend state law to remove the council president's position as a county-wide position, to change it to an at-large position as it is in Sussex County, and council be authorized to elect the president from within the body for a 2-year term. That's the Kent and Sussex, they elect their president from within. Seems to work fine. The accountability's there, and the constituency down there hasn't had a problem with it. The voters seem satisfied. So I will be bringing to council for a vote, a resolution. Then, depending on what comes out, I'll make a decision whether to take it to Dover or not.
Thank you, sir. Councilwoman Hartley Nagel.
With the series of things that Mr. Smiley has done, I believe, again, this is targeting me specifically. He hasn't done it to the male presidents of council, but he's doing it to me, and he's been targeting me since before I even took office, once I won and before I was sworn in. This is just one more instance of Mr. Smiley attacking the female president of council.
I think I would prefer to have the discussion once Councilman Smiley brings the legislation forward.
I'm not going to debate. I just want to clarify one item.
Go ahead.
And that is that the legislation that would be introduced in Dover and according to protocol would not take effect during a term of office. Therefore,
Thank
there
you.
Would not be a sitting president
right.
when it went into
yeah.
effect. So just to be clear that. But
Thank you.
I agree, and I don't plan on debating it. We can do that when it comes forward, because it is coming forward.
Yes, I don't think that the General Assembly would abort someone's term or kick someone out of office. I don't think legally they could do that.
No, because yeah. last time they did away with an office, they sent
right.
a check for 2 years in their office.
Go right ahead.
Mr. Hollins, but I have been contacted by members of the General Assembly to let me know that Mr. Smiley's past legislation was directed at me. And that wasn't legal either.
What I would like to do is, please, let's just talk about
all I'm
going to
say
items.
Is that was their opinion.
Right.
And I addressed it on the floor of the legislature, and the legislation passed. So apparently no one else gave me credit for that either. That's it.
Yeah. If there are items that we want to consider that needs to go down to Dover, this is not a debatable kind of a thing. It's just getting together an agenda, which I think is a neat idea to start us just thinking about it. I also know that Councilman Smiley had requested of the land use committee chairs, co-chairs, that we take a look at all of the land use items that have been tabled. And I thought the co-chairs was going too far with, and only to find out when I got a call from Councilman Tackett was that there's four more items out there than I thought. I just assumed that, well, we know what we've tabled and what we hadn't tabled. But I realized the enormity of that issue, that is something that we need to probably do, because now it's my understanding, if you look at our website, there's like hundreds of pieces that have tabled that council members probably even forgot they even tabled them. So I think that that's worthwhile doing. I see this as some housekeeping stuff. I think we need to take advantage of these initiatives and make certain that we kind of clean this up at the beginning of the next fiscal year.
Because I think part of, and I know it's hard to go through this, part of I think where it was, I don't want to say it was dropped, because I don't know what conversations were with other council members, but, you know, at the end of the year, that should be being called out. And also, if a council member is the only sponsor on a piece of legislation that gets tabled, actually, if that sponsor tables it, then when they leave, that legislation is done. And I just don't think that's been kept up. So I think that may take care of a large part. I used to sit down with Betsy at the end of every calendar year and go over what, if anything, I had tabled, and then I would go to the floor and withdraw or leave. So. But I think, we're going to find some legislation that goes way back.
Exactly. I may even have some. Any other question, comment, members of council, regarding this whole issue of the legislative agenda for 2019? Seeing none, anyone from the public wants to add to this agenda item?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second. Thank you very much.
All right.